Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's get an update on the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. We have another area school moving in that direction. The Galva Wildcats are going to play eight-man football effective with the fall of 2021. And John Lawler is the president of the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. So where do we stand with the number of eight-man football teams heading into the fall of 2021 and hopefully getting back to normal?
Well, Jim, we've got 28 teams that will be playing. We've got we've kind of split now into a north and a south division. And we're still kind of spread all out, but the more we get, the easier it's getting as far as scheduling and travel for the schools. But we've got 28 playing, 14 in the north and 14 in the south. So,
and then you told me off the air there is some more interest than the following school year. So can you kind of speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I've been talking pretty steady with about 6 to 8 other schools that are pretty much depending or, you know, on board clearance and okay that they're going to join us in 2022. So it looks like we could be, you know, up above that 32, 34 mark easily by 2022. So that's a positive.
And I know, you know, 11-man football impacted by the pandemic, and, you know, you played a spring football season. 8-man did that as well. So what was the adjustment like for 8-man football, I guess, here in the 2020-2021 school year?
Well, this spring, it wasn't too bad because we actually got together, Bill Shepard and I got together, and we kind of put the schedule together for the whole league. And we got together earlier when I thought, well, this isn't going to happen in the fall. And we came up with a 6-week schedule before the IHSA had even said, you know, that what their plans were. And I said, we're going to have to tone this down. And so we came up with a six-week schedule clear back in January for the spring if it happened. So we were somewhat prepared for it when they finally came out with what we could do. And we were kind of set. So that worked out really well. And then we already had our fall schedule put together, you know, clear back in January too for the 21 fall coming up. But then I did get notified by Bunker Hill, and they were just unable to field the team, and they're going to go back and look at different options. So even though Galva is coming in late, they were the first school that contacted me looking for an option. So I reached out to all the people in the association, and when they said, yeah, let's let them fill Bunker Hill spot for this fall. So that's kind of why we accepted them late at this point. But yeah, we were somewhat ready. I think we were pretty well prepared for it. And things, you know, there was a few bumps in the road, but things went pretty smooth for us in the spring.
And then as far as the fall of 2021 is concerned, you know, back to the normal 9-week schedule, I'm assuming, and doing a full state championship series. And then is Monmouth College still going to be the location for that, or is that kind of undecided now?
Yeah, no, I think so. I'll have to recheck with those guys down there, but they've been so good to us, and I love working with them, and it's worked out really good for us because the stadium's beautiful and it's not overwhelming for, you know, if you were at the last championship, you know, both teams, schools brought great crowds, so it was a great atmosphere. So we're planning on staying there if they'll have us, and I think they will. I think they enjoy having us too. So we're just trying to, you know, hopefully we'll be at that point where we can have the full playoff series and everything. So.
And then I know, you know, there's always been talk of, and I know basically, you know, the 8-man season coincides with the IHSA season, basically runs hand in hand with the 9-week regular season schedule. You know, there's always been talk, if there's so many teams, then it could this be an IHSA state tournament series? Is that still something under consideration? Because I know you had said before, hey, maybe we don't want to give up control of this, and the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association has been a good thing. So what about, I guess, the discussion point between, you know, the Eight-Man Association and becoming an IHSA state tournament series?
Well, you know, I'm always in talks with Sam down at the IHSA, Sam Knox, and we stay very close as far as what's going on with both. And obviously with everything this year that's been going on with the pandemic, and they've been swamped just trying to get the kids back, you know, and following guidelines. And so there really hasn't been much talk of it at all now. I do know when I mentioned to Sam, you know, the last time we had talks that we could be up around 38 teams by 2022, he was like, man, it just keeps growing. And I said, yeah. But there really hasn't been any. I think they're happy with how we're running it. I think the schools involved are happy with how we're running it. You know, we are abiding by all IHSA rules, so it's just an extension is really all it is. And I think schools that have become involved realize that it's just as good as anything they're going to get offered from the IHSA. So I feel like people are happy with what we're doing. Would it be easier if they took it over? Sure would be for me, but at the same time, I don't mind doing it. It's been an honor, and it's been fun. It's been fun to watch it grow.
Yeah, how many years now? When did 8-man start in Illinois?
Oh, man. We're on going into our fourth, is it, officially? And then, you know, as you know, there was a few of us up north there playing it, you know, a couple years prior to that. But I think we're going on our fourth year here as an official association. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update from John Lawler with the Illinois 8-Man Football Association. Keep up the good work, sir, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.